and welcome back to another edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. I'm Kat Angus, and with me, as always, is the delightful Jeevan Brar.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back. It has been a very long time.
I mean, it's been like 2 weeks. This was forever. So much could happen.
You were on vacation, and then I was on vacation, but now we're back at the exact right time because the Emmy nominations came out today.
Yeah.
And, okay, now there were the great shows that we love that were nominated, your Breaking Bad, your Mad Men's, your Lost.
Yeah,
but expected. Those were expected. Yeah. And I think we should take this podcast to talk about the surprises and the shocks of these nominations. Like the good surprises and the bad surprises. Yes. So let's get started. Glee leads the nominations with 19, which, well, one, I don't really think Glee deserves 19.
No. It's a great show, don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
But it's 19?
19. It's a little bit too uneven to be the number, like, to be leading the group.
Right.
But I am so happy that Chris Colfer got a nomination by playing Kurt.
He's the heart and soul of Glee.
He really is.
Yeah.
Like, I was hoping he would get a nomination because he's delightful, he's hilarious, he sings well, and he breaks my heart sometimes. And I was worried that because he's so young and because this is really his big role, or his first big role,
yeah,
that they wouldn't really pay attention to him. And I love, love, love that he got a nomination. But you were not happy about Matthew Morrison getting a nomination.
For Best Comedic Actor, what was so funny about
his Schuster? Rapping was pretty unintentionally hilarious.
His hair was hilarious. Maybe they just, you know, took all of Sue Sylvester's jokes and just, they nominated all of
They nominated him for taking all of the abuse.
Yeah.
Well, that does take, yeah, you have to be a pretty strong individual to take that kind of insult.
Exactly. he didn't really give off any strong comedic.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
I never laughed out loud.
Me neither. And Mr. Schuster was kind of a butthead in the second half of the season.
I mean, first he was cool, you know, he's, you know, kind of cool, but then he's just a jerk.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's move on. We have a lot to go through.
Right.
One of the other great surprises, both Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton nominated for Friday Night Lights. Amazing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I have been waiting for years for the Emmys to finally recognize how fantastic Friday Night Lights is. And while Friday Night Lights did not get an outstanding drama nomination, it's so good to see them recognize the acting of their two lead actors,
right,
who are great. They're subtle. They're nuanced. They build. They change. It's fantastic. And I think DirecTV had a great strategy of sending out the entire fourth season to voters early on.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically how they did it. And good job, because it's been a long time coming.
These are the only non-comedic nominations for NBC.
Really?
This season, right?
Oh.
I mean, there's no Law & Order nominations.
Of course.
At all.
Well, why would there be?
Well, actually,
Mariska Hargitay, as usual.
Yeah.
Whatever. As long as she doesn't win, I don't care.
He'll like her, dude.
It's not that I dislike her. It's just that Law & Order SVU is basically a cartoon at this point. It's stupid.
Okay.
Now, these nominations, not really a surprise, but I'm still really happy about them. Lost, Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson for Outstanding Supporting Actor. Completely deserved. Wonderful, wonderful work. Especially Michael Emerson's work in Dr. Linus. He broke my heart. Ben Linus?
Yeah.
One of the most compelling television characters ever, I think. Very few actors can pull off a man who is that gray, who inhabits the gray area of morality so well. And Michael Emerson is incredible. And Terry O'Quinn, he has this manner of just smiling and you feel the joy coming off of him. And because that happens so rarely with John Locke, it just makes it that more special. So I hope one of them gets the Emmy this year.
Right.
But unfortunately, Nestor Carbonell did not get a nomination for Ab Eterno, which was one of my favorite episodes of Lost final season. And it's too bad because while Nestor didn't get much to do over the previous seasons of Lost, he killed it in that episode. Because of his performance, I ended up caring about his character's wife, who we had never even met or knew about before that episode. We didn't know anything about her, and because of how well Nestor Carbonell performed, I actually cared about her, and it was incredible. So I'm kind of sad that he did not get a nomination. But 2 out of 3, that's not bad.
Well, in the same category, I guess we're both sad to see Dean Norris.
Yeah. Snubbed. Dean Norris from Breaking Bad. I mean, Aaron Paul got a nomination.
Which is, you know, great. To be expected.
Yeah, to be expected.
But Dean Norris, it was, we hated Hank in the first season.
Right? I know.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, his performance in 1 minute was some of the best acting I've ever seen. And I wish the Emmys had recognized that. But, I mean, Breaking Bad, I'm crossing my fingers that it gets
best show,
best drama this year. I mean, Mad Men's great, but I think Breaking Bad was better this year. It was their year. Now, Modern Family, in the best supporting actor category, three of them.
Three out of
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Ty Burrell, and Eric Stone Street. Now, of those three, who do you think is going to win?
I'm leaning towards Ty Burrell or Eric Stone Street. They're just, to those two characters made the show for me. I would always laugh and I always rewind and watch their bits because they're just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's over the top, but it's over top to the point where it's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a feel. I would like Eric Stone Street to win, but I have a feeling that Ty Burrell will take home the prize. I think the response to him has been bigger because he broke out as a character more quickly than Cam did. And while Cam, I think, is the funnier character, I think because it took a little bit longer and most of the voters probably have not seen the entire season of Modern Family, it'll probably go to Burrell, which is fine.
Yeah.
He's very good.
So he'll win over Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris is always the bridesmaid. And plus, this was not a great season of How I Met Your Mother. And as wonderful as Neil Patrick Harris is, they didn't give him a lot to work with.
I'm still not even done this season. That's how bad. You know.
It wasn't great.
I'll watch it when I watch it.
So I am really angry that the Emmys rewarded the wrong NBC Thursday night comedies. 30 Rock and The Office are nominated, and Parks, Recreation, and Community are not.
Did they even watch Thursday nights on NBC?
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
No.
No, there's no way they did, because Parks and Recreation, the funniest show on television.
It is.
Community, the second funniest show on television. Yeah. I mean, and Community, like, both of those are shows where they started off really weak, or not really weak, but fairly weak.
Fairly weak.
And then really just improved, in such a short amount of time. Just kept getting better. And, like, with Community, I actually had to think, wait a minute, are they only in season one? It seems like it's come so far.
Yeah, they grew a lot.
Yeah, and Amy Poehler is nominated for Parks and Recreation. Which is great. But I have a feeling it's just because the Emmy voters saw her name on the ballot and said, oh, well, she's funny.
Yeah.
Here you go. And the biggest travesty, I mean, Parks and Recreation not being nominated, that's the second biggest travesty of this whole Emmy nomination thing. The biggest one. The most hurtful one, Emmy voters, was Nick Offerman completely ignored for playing Ron effing Swanson on Parks and Recreation.
I mean, how great of a character is Ron Swanson? He does everything.
Yeah. He has a food named after him, a turkey leg wrapped in bacon named the Swanson.
Yeah.
He likes pretty dark-haired women and breakfast foods.
Who doesn't?
He has an alter ego named Duke Silver, who plays a saxophone. He is incredible.
Yes.
And it is unfathomable to me.
What is wrong with these?
The fact that he's not nominated just sort of confirms the fact that none of the voters watch Parks and Recreation. And it's too bad, because they are missing out. And Community should have been nominated. The paintball episode this year... I've watched it like 4 times and I laugh my butt off every time. Meanwhile, 30 Rock had great performances.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. Tina Fey had good moments. Alec Baldwin had good moments.
But Jane Krakowski for supporting actress.
Yeah, really? She's so irritating.
No,
I understand the character is irritating, but that makes her irritating.
I think last season she sat out half of the episodes.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, we didn't miss her. And this season we were upset that she was back more.
Yeah. Well, and then The Office was just depressing this year.
It was very dark.
Yeah. I mean,
except for the wedding.
Yeah. Jim and Pam's wedding, very sweet. I did love that episode. It was well done. But everything else was just, dismal, and I kind of dreaded tuning in every week because it just seemed like nothing was getting better. Michael crossed the line with the episode where he had promised an entire class of children he would pay their college tuition and then had to admit to them right when they're graduating that he's not going
to
do it.
He didn't even have some, you know, last-ditch effort to get the money.
Yeah.
The Michael we know would have done something about it.
Would have tried, at least. And he just went in and was awkward and then told all these kids who have probably not saved any money because they thought it wasn't a problem that they're probably not going to college. And they present, and then at the end they're like, oh, well, thanks to you, probably some of those kids didn't drop out. So what? Now they're not going to college. No, that was a horrible thing for them to do. I don't know what the writers were thinking. And that kind of thing happened all season. And I'm really disappointed that The Office got a nomination. And it just feels
maybe that's why Steve Carell's leaving.
Well, good job, Steve Carell. Get out while you still can. Like, I wish The Office had been left out just so the writers would have been like, oh, maybe we should not be so complacent.
No.
Yeah. Now, I know that you especially are probably pretty upset that Chuck was not nominated.
Actually, it didn't really occur to me.
Really?
Well, it's a fun show, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a CW show. You know, we don't really expect...
But it's on NBC. It's a major network show.
Well, NBC didn't really get much else besides comedy.
That's true. So you weren't expecting any nominations? I wasn't expecting.
It's a great show. It's a fun show, but I don't really think the Emmy voters watch fun shows. I mean, the fact that
they only watch lame shows.
The fact that they watched Modern Family at all was just...
It is pretty impressive.
We'll take what we get. That's what I've learned the Emmy process.
One thing I'm upset about... Katie Sagal, not nominated for Sons of Anarchy, and she was robbed. Absolutely robbed. Now, logically, I understand voters don't really want to watch an FX drama about a motorcycle gang. I was a little hesitant to watch it as well, but she killed it this season. She was amazing. Her character this season got gang-raped by white supremacists, then hid the rape from the motorcycle gang so it wouldn't cause any problems with them, suffered through PTSD, and then finally confessed what happened in order to bring the gang back together and form a united whole once again.
I mean, if that's not going to get you nominated,
Katie Sagal was incredible in all of those episodes and all of those scenes, and the fact that she was not nominated, understandable because of just the description of the show, I can understand why the Emmy voters didn't watch. But they should have, and she should have gotten a nomination for it. Okay, and also, Party Down. I didn't really expect Party Down to get a nomination for Best Comedy, but it should have.
People just don't get it.
People don't get it. They should. It's hilarious. I think it's just like, wait a minute, so there's boobs and there's swearing, but it's a comedy? I don't understand that.
It's not funny at all.
There can only be boobs and swearing if it's a drama.
Yeah.
That's how the Emmys work, people.
So I'm surprised you haven't mentioned this yet, but Survivor was snubbed.
I know! Survivor and Project Runway got a nomination for their crappy season. Survivor had two of the best series of all time completely shut out. What is that? Oh.
It's not, they had like two chances.
Yeah, two chances didn't get anything. Oh, Survivor... definitely deserved a nomination for Best Reality Competition. And Project Runway should have been shut out. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because you know who's going to win? Amazing Race.
Oh, really?
Again.
What gave that away?
I don't know. It's only won like a million times in a row.
And it only took a million times in a row to win for me to tune in.
Ouch.
I know.
Now, what did you think about 24 getting shut out of the race this year?
Kiefer Sutherland and Marilyn Rice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Their performances were very well, especially towards the last couple of episodes where they were actually on different sides.
Mm-hmm.
It was powerful stuff. So Jack and Chloe have been best friends for years, and now there's all this turmoil where Chloe has to turn against Jack, where, you know, she usually pretends to turn against Jack, but this time she really had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of angst. And with it being the last season, you'd think that they'd get some Emmy love, but they didn't.
They didn't. I have to admit, I'm not all that upset about it. I stopped watching 24 a long time ago. I mean, I like Kiefer when he's sober, and I like Marilyn Raiskub all the time. Sure, Emmy nominations for them would be nice, but I'm not losing any sleep over it. Now, this show, I never, ever expected it to get a nomination, but part of me really wishes it did. The Vampire Diaries, which is the most enjoyable show on television right now.
It's a good guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it really, the best guilty pleasure I've ever experienced.
They should just give out an Emmy for guilty pleasure.
That would be awesome. They should have that new category.
It's a little too edgy for them.
So. It is a little too edgy. Yeah. But
what would you want nominated? Who would you want nominated, like, category-wise?
For guilty pleasure?
No, for Vampire Diaries.
Oh, not for acting. I just mean, like, drama series.
Just Vampire Diaries. Like, True Blood didn't get any acting noms, but...
Exactly. Something like that. I mean, okay, Vampire Diaries, for what it is excellent. Stuff, like, the plot moves at an incredibly fast pace, and there are twists and turns I don't expect. Sometimes the acting's pretty good. Ian Somerhalder is fantastic.
He's funny.
And I love that show. I don't actually think it would ever get a nomination, but how cool would it have been if it did? It would have been awesome.
A bunch of old people voting. What's this Vampire Diary? You probably think it's Twilight.
Well, it kind of is Twilight, but better.
Way better.
Twilight, but good.
Nobody sparkles.
Nobody sparkles. So, do you have any predictions for who will win certain categories?
I have people who I would like to win.
Okay.
Well, best drama, I think we can both agree that we want Breaking Bad.
But if Mad Men takes it, I won't be super upset.
No, I think it would be expected.
But I have a feeling that this is Breaking Bad's year.
Yeah. I really want Modern Family to win Best Comedy, even over Glee. I know a lot of people are obsessed with Glee, but I think Modern Family is the funniest. Out of the ones that were nominated.
Modern Family definitely deserves to win. But Parks and Recreation really deserves to win.
It would be awesome if, you know...
There was a write-in.
They announced Parks and Rec. And, like, you know, Amy Poehler and Aziz Ansari just walk up on stage.
That would be great. Now, Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. That's going to Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
No question about it, and deservedly so. Best Actor in a Drama. Who are you thinking? Bryan Cranston again?
Of course.
Third year in a row. He'll be like Jeremy Piven, except we don't hate him.
Exactly. And he doesn't become mysteriously ill. Best actress in a drama? Do you watch The Good Wife?
I do watch The Good Wife. I enjoy it a lot more than I thought I would. When I first saw it, I was like, whatever.
My mother is very into The Good Wife.
I'm kind of so into it, too. Like, if Juliana Margulies wins, I think that Kami Britton is more deserving.
Right.
But I will not be upset if Juliana Margulies wins. Now, if January Jones wins, I am going to be mad because January Jones is not a good actress. Just her bad acting works for the character. Betty Draper is flat and emotionless most of the time. And because she doesn't know how to express her feelings, when she does express her feelings, it seems like she's faking it.
Yeah.
And that's how January Jones just acts. That's just how she is. So she does not deserve to get an Emmy because, coincidentally, her character is just awful.
Calm down, Ashton Kutcher.
Nice.
Best actor in a comedy?
Oh, I'm hoping it goes to Jim Parsons. Yeah. Jim Parsons should have gotten it last year. I have a feeling it might go to Alec Baldwin again. I don't think it should, but I think it will.
Well, at least Charlie Sheen was nominated.
Thank goodness for that, because he should... Well, he's already been rewarded for his bad behavior with $2 million an episode next year, but he does not get a nomination. Best Supporting Actor in a Drama.
You're very set on Lost.
If Aaron Paul wins, I would be equally as happy, but I also think Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson gave incredible performances on the same level as Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
Since both Emerson and O'Quinn already have Emmys, I think it's Aaron Paul's turn, but I'm not sure the voters will think that way, and I have a feeling it's going to go to either O'Quinn or Emerson.
It's probably an age thing. Yeah. Probably appears too young.
Okay, now, best supporting actress in a drama. I'm crossing my fingers for Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. Or Christina Hendricks.
Or how about, you know, a wild card like Sharon Glass from Burn Notice?
Yeah,
what? What is Burn Notice?
There was an entire sketch on Saturday Night Live about how nobody knows what Burn Notice is, but the Emmy voters know enough about Burn Notice to nominate Sharon Glass?
That's impressive.
What? Left is right, up and down. Cats and dogs living together. It's pure chaos. It's
craziness.
But, yeah. I mean, I would love Christina Hendricks to get it, but I don't think she did a lot last season of Mad Men, unfortunately. She wasn't there a lot. And Elizabeth Moss, while she was there, was not given a lot of dramatic moments, whereas in season two, she had a great scene. I have a feeling it will go to Christine Baranski for The Good Wife, simply because she's a previous winner, although it was for a comedy, but she's recognizable. The voters know her. And she's not bad on The Good Wife.
They better know her. I know you said Jane Lynch for a supporting actress in a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
What about actress in a comedy?
Oh, best actress in a comedy. Well, I think Amy Poehler should get it. She's not going to, because none of the voters have watched Parks and Recreation. I'm actually going to bet on Lea Michele.
Really?
Yeah. I don't agree with it, but I think it's going to happen. It's either going to be that, or either Tina Fey or Toni Collette, because they've both won before, and the voters are unoriginal and boring.
And supporting actor in a comedy, I think we want Ty Burrell.
Yeah, I want Eric Stone Street, but I can go with Ty Burrell.
They can share it.
It could be, no, no.
No.
It's a battle for our love.
Wow. And reality competition?
I don't like any of those shows. American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, The Amazing Race, Project Runway, or Top Chef. I mean, I like The Amazing Race, but it's enough already.
I think that if The Amazing Race... Actually, I think The Amazing Race will have to win.
We'll have to win. Compared to those shows, it's terrible. It's awful, awful, awful.
Very awful. And we're also happy about Conan O'Brien's nomination for
The Tonight Show. Suck it, NBC!
Ha. And Betty White got a guest star for SNL.
Great. And so did Mike O'Malley for Glee, which is great because he was fantastic on that show. So we've got another, like, month and a half.
It's good that it's a month. It's just a month and a half.
Yeah. You know, instead of, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So a month and a half until the awards. Got some build-up, got some planning, got some Emmy pools to set up.
Money to bet on.
And every year I'm hopeful that the ones I love will get awards, and they almost never do. And then I'm filled with rage and I go around tossing tables and punching people in the face. So watch out for me on August 29th, people, because I'm going to be angry.
Very. Hopefully not. So that's it for our Emmy nominations, shock and awe.
Yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the TV Casualty Podcast. You can check out my blog at dose.ca/TV Casualty, and you can check out Jeevan's blog at dose.ca/watercooler. We'll see you next week.
Later.
We promise.